quickest turnaround in a while.
Yeah, getting back on schedule. Now that I'm off on Wednesday nights, I feel like this might be better.
Yeah. Our night sessions are definitely better.
Yeah.
I cut out so much because we were getting personal last week. But it worked.
I mean, I listened before, but I just wanted to listen.
Funny as shit.
Because it's like, we all know, bro. That is not a foolish heterosexual man. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Todd Chrisley, yeah. I don't think him, but there is definitely a brand of Southern man that is not gay, but definitely effeminate.
Sassy.
What the kids call sassy.
Right, right, right. Todd Chrisley is that.
Definitely. Like, he's Southern Belle-ish.
I don't know. It just also kind of fits with Southern roots, though, because it's like, maybe he chose this route because he knew his family was never going to accept nothing different.
I have definitely known people like that.
Being strictly Southern.
The funniest shit is, like, with that just hilarious clip. Let me play it.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, I need to re-listen. I didn't watch all of it, but I watched most of it, like a good 80%, till I was like, bruh, get this shit out of my face.
Them having her on there, I guess, was a good career move for them. But she is not likable.
She needs media training. She don't know that you can't just be letting all your intrusive thoughts out.
Yeah, it's got to be, you know.
You got to reel it in sometimes.
Especially on radio.
And I think with her being just like in a comedy kind of spotlight, she thinks that that type of shit is funny or it's going to garner some laughs. And it's like,
some things you can say on a comedy stage that you cannot really say in real life.
Exactly.
And it's also some things you can say on a podcast without video that you can't really say, you know, like Todd Chrisley's gay.
That's why I was going at chick. I'm like, okay, now you cool. You know,
I don't understand why you coming at me like that. Like, what is it that you're basically?
He was scared.
He was scared. What was I scared of?
Bro? I don't know.
What was I scared of? Tell me what I was scared of. Look, I don't.
It wasn't even that he was scared. He just wasn't with it. Like, when I first got the Wildin' Out, I was like, oh my gosh, I like this nigga. He quiet and shit. Like, he ain't all over the place. Like, you know, he ain't wildin'.
Pick it up, pick it and kill it. Whatever that shit is.
That wasn't even out when I first got there. That was a later game.
That was a later game.
Yeah,
for sure.
So I tried to throw some game on him. But he was like, oh, don't you have a boyfriend? I'm like, who the fuck be worried about that? You know what I mean?
Me.
Like, who? Yeah, right.
I come from out the ghetto. Niggas will kill you by the Jess Hilarious in my hood. You know what I mean?
But
I don't play them games.
My boyfriend, he wasn't that type of nigga. So that's the
what
thing.
What type of nigga was he?
That's why, unison. I did. That's why I was going at chick. I'm like, okay, now you cool. You know
he
what I'm
quiet,
saying?
He low.
Right. But he really, like, funny. Like, he down to earth. It's just, I'm like, all right, cool. So I told him that I broke up with him. I'm like, say, like, what's up now? He was like, you didn't break up with him. Like, no, you didn't. And I didn't, but I'm like, this nigga gay. Like, how you not?
You see how fucked up that is? You see that fucked up?
Because
real
fucked up.
Just because you don't want that pussy, yeah. I don't want none. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Weird, slippery slope.
That's crazy. Okay.
I was like, all right, he just going to be a brother.
I don't understand why you coming at.
He just going to be a brother.
So much. One, like we talked about before we start recording, sometimes women don't be known when they getting curved.
Bingo. That is a prime example.
Because he was trying to keep it cute.
He was being respectful.
Even then, when she flat out just be like, oh, he don't like me, he gay.
It's to kind of sound like she was still hurt about it.
Yeah.
Like, she's still trying to shoot her shot, or she trying to see if some shit changed now that it's public, I guess, that she's not with her baby daddy.
And then right before that, they are talking, like, they were still, like, flirting. Like, it was weird. And then he was like, how's your love life? And she was like, how's yours? I'm pregnant and happy.
She pregnant right now?
That's what she said. Old? That's what she said.
Interesting. Well, it was the, okay, you just gonna be a brother for me. And it's just like, what would make you think that a nigga that you was trying to lie to,
to and get with,
scheme on, is now just gonna be your brother? What?
Hey, she is a very specific brand of toxic woman in multiple ways. It's a combination of them.
Like, can't take rejection.
Right. Oh, he must be gay.
Yeah. Oof.
I've felt this increase in vocal, like, homophobia from black women a lot lately, where they really just be blaming everything on they think niggas is down low or something.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like, is that one clip? Let me see if I can find it. It's a nigga on TikTok.
Dealing with mental battles that have nothing to do with you. And those battles are homosexuality.
Damn, I heard you went through a really bad breakup. It was rough. I don't even know what happened between me and him. How was his relationship with his father? Pretty bad. Were his parents a good example of a relationship? No, absolutely not. They fought all the time. Was he emotionally available? No, not at all. Did y'all share any common interests? I mean, we were attracted to each other, but no, not really. Y'all ever try to get into each other's interests? No, not at all. We didn't, no. Did he seem to just, like, respect you or women in general? Nah, it seemed like he was just trying to smash somebody. This gotta be gay people's fault. That's what I was thinking. It's gotta be the gay. Gotta be the gays. There's literally no other sign of what this could be. It's gotta be gay people's fault. It's gotta be. There's literally nothing else. There was never another single sign that things would end up like this, or that things end up like this in general. It's gotta somehow be gay people's fault. If somebody doesn't like you, it's because they're gay. That's the only reason.
Right. It, what the opposite side of that also is if somebody does like you and they're gay, it's because, or if somebody's gay, they have to like you if you're the same sex too. Like, that's a double-edged sword. Like,
right. Bro, every gay person is not trying to holler at everybody of the same sex.
Right.
Like, but that's just showing that they look at homosexuality is some kind of, like, deviant behavior. Mm-hmm. Instead of just
choose.
Right. Instead of just you attracted to who you attracted to. But it'd be the ugliest fucking niggas talking about, oh, we'll be around no gay people. They are not checking for you, bro. They don't want you.
Literally.
Have you seen some of the gay niggas out here? They ain't looking at your bum ass.
Unflatter yourself. Get a clue.
But hey, compliments from gay people, top tier. Compliments from children, old people, and gay people are the top tier of compliments. Especially old Southern black women.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because they be hyping you up.
Everybody wants to get complimented by a Southern black woman.
It's just different.
Because when a Southern black woman compliments you, she mean that shit.
Same with our gay brothers and sisters. Oh, when they look, I mean, feeling myself. Like, okay, haircut. Like, yeah.
Yep.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
But yeah, people be... It's so... I've seen, like, guys say that, like, women can't handle rejection in comparison to men. Now, the main difference is women don't usually kill men when they're rejected. There are a lot of men who kill women when they're rejected. So it's not a apples to apples comparison.
Right.
But a lot of women can't handle rejection.
Yeah.
Like, cognitively.
Mm-hmm.
And they make up some kind of reason why. Oh, you must
delusion.
Not.
Delusion.
That is exactly
that
what
is
it is.
The exact definition of delusion.
Or I've also seen where black women get curved by, like, a black guy. But you must not like black girls.
Yeah.
You trying to convince me or yourself?
But then two, it's like, if that's going to be your conclusion, you couldn't get to that conclusion before you approach me to, like, leave me alone before you even got yourself involved.
Right.
Or you just wanted to try to play a game.
I've also had this where a girl will shoot her shot and, like, she'll be a bigger girl. And she's like, oh, you must not date other big people. What? Ooh, no.
Who said that?
And I would be like, no, you're just ugly. No, just wait.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Nobody said that.
Bro, I date any type of black woman.
Okay, long as you attracted.
Right. And it don't even have, look, it's some people that I'm attracted to that aren't classically good looking, but I'm attracted to them. That's not everybody. You know who my biggest crush is right now? We ain't talking about. Oh, real I know. Life. You know who the real one?
Oh, I know.
But the celebrity one, Sexy Red. I don't know, bro. Am I a ratchet?
You might be.
We've been having an ongoing conversation about I give off toxic, you know, energy or fuckboy energy. But I also give off a little bit of ratchet.
I've always wondered what the I guess fetish, because I feel like this was a Twitter conversation before about men liking hood rat. Like something about a hood rat is attractive.
I don't know. I think part of it, and I think part of this is being black and growing up in the suburbs. Sometimes the girls that you had crushes on or you were looking at were not going after guys like you.
True.
So it's almost like one of those things where, like, yeah, I like a little ratchet girl. They don't usually like me. Mm. But, you know, I like a little ratchet. I think.
I guess it could be the same with women going after bad boys.
Yeah. I think it is. It's just a lot of times. A lot of black boys that grow up in mostly white schools end up dating mostly white people.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of, you know,
Environment
and external factors like white supremacy, mm-hmm, and misogynoir and other things. But for me, I, as you know, I've always been attracted to the sisters. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with a younger person a couple weeks ago, and I was at the barbershop, and on the TV was an old episode of The Parenthood, because if anybody has an antenna, they know there's a couple of black channels that you can get for free. One of them is, I think, co-founded by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, MLK III. Mm-hmm. It's called the 365. And they play shows like In the Heat of the Night, Parenthood, stuff like that. And then Bounce also does the same thing.
In the heat of the night. In the heat of the night.
I be getting haircuts on Wednesdays, so like around like 12 or 1, I'll be in there, and then it'll be an old In the Heat of the Night episode on. I'll be living my best life. Like, yeah, this is the type of shit I like to see when I'm getting my haircut.
Memories and shit.
I remember one time I was getting my haircut at a Sanford Son episode came on. I was repeating the lines as they were going. Dude was like, hey, how are you? Like, my daddy.
The Sanford and Son theme song slaps.
Quincy Jones is amazing.
I can listen to that in the car.
Hell yeah. That shit bumping the whip. But on this episode of Parenthood, it was the episode where Zaria, who was played by Reagan Gomez Preston, who I had the biggest crush on when I was a kid. And, you know.
Still fine.
She's still fine. She gonna be fine forever. Mm-hmm. And Usher was actually on this episode because, you know, Usher has been famous forever.
Damn, I don't remember an episode with Usher.
I had forgotten about this episode. But when they showed Zaria on there, I was like, man, I used to have a big crush on her. And then, so my barber, he was like, this is somebody else said they were in here the other day, like this was on. He said, I don't even remember this show, really. He's a couple years younger than me. I was like, yeah, this was on when I was like, real little. And it didn't, like, you know, like Wayans Brothers and like Jamie Foxx and shit always played on like BET and shit. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Parenthood never got that rerun value.
Yeah.
Even though it was a hit show. And so we started talking. He's like, man, when I was a kid, he grew up in California. He was like, when I was a kid, I was mostly attracted to white girls and Mexican girls. He's from like LA.
That's where they at.
And then he was like, his mom always used to be like, why don't y'all like black girls? Why don't y'all like any of the black or brown girls in y'all classes? And he said, just that's the way it was. Because, I mean, they were just out there. That's what they were programmed. And then he started talking. And it started getting bad.
Oh, shit.
And then he was like, you know, I mean, to this day, I mean, I date black girls, but, you know, I don't like dark-skinned girls. I don't like girls with, like, you know, features that look like they from a tribe or something. The shock that came over me.
What do you think Hispanic women look like?
Right. Is it?
They all have distinct features too. What?
That's that anti-blackness. And I was like,
it's giving self-hate.
Yep. But I was trying to navigate the conversation without being like
judgmental.
You colorist. Like just like using like going off like somebody on Twitter or something.
Ooh, the way I would have got silent.
I was shocked and I was just trying to I was like, nah, I've always liked dark skinned girls. I was like, from real little, I don't know why. I've just always been that way. And he's like, really? Like girls like your color or dark? I was like, yeah. Like, I started to be like, let me show you the last four girls I talked to.
Let me pull up my lineup of baddies for you real quick.
Because, hey, bro, I love me a chocolate girl.
Bro, like, and I really hate that skin color is such a huge, like, factor in a lot of people's physical attraction.
Yeah.
It's real weird within the black community, at least.
Yeah,
it's real weird. It's very weird.
Yeah, especially like growing up because like, and I told him this. I was like, growing up when I being dark skinned, I had all these jokes about people. Like people would say stuff about me, like wearing black shirts and be like, "You got a tattoo? If I got a design or something like, or cutting the lights off, Juice, where you go?" I'm like, y'all are ignorant. Even back then, I was just like, y'all are ignorant.
I bet that shit got old fast.
It was the worst. And then the worst part was, it'd be niggas my fucking color trying to be the main one. Like, bro.
Ooh, that might be, I think, the worst of it all is when black people be in denial about their shade range.
Bro, people are delusional. Like, I've had arguments with people, men and women. If I like describe them as brown skin or usually like brown skin. Like, no, I'm light skin. Like, no, you're not. But the fight for you to want to be light skin is really fucking weird.
Wild.
And I'm like, bro, what? Like, I'm glad at no point in my life at no point in my life I was ever like, you know, I am brown skin. Like, no, I'm black as shit. And somewhere I get dark, dark. So, like, I never had to struggle with that part of it. So I look at people really weird when their perception of their self is so off.
Skewed.
It's really weird with black people. It's the worst with us.
The mystery is, how did you come to this conclusion about yourself?
Sometimes it's comparative to, like, the people in their family. And if the people in their family are darker, they'll consider themselves lighter.
Lighter, yeah.
But then, like, you go out in the world and you meet other people and you're still like, nah, I'm light skin.
Hey.
No.
You a nice pecan tan, but you not light skin.
Not.
You fall into the brown skin category, my brother.
Yep.
Your mama light skin.
Yep. Not but you. Nah, not you.
Not you. It's okay. It happens.
It's okay. Like, and then you really, it's all right, bro. It's all right.
It's okay, bro. All of our families is a mix of fucking every color brown.
Now, most of, like, my first cousins on my mom's side were all about my color.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is probably the lightest one. And he's gotten darker as we've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaddy was light-skinned, but my granddaddy loved him some chocolate women. My grandma, I won't say she was, because that would be disrespectful, but my grandma was a baddie as she was dark-skinned. But I don't know, bro. It's really weird. And you would think people grow out of that shit, but they don't. And they reinforce it and force it on their kids and shit.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
Or they be trying to make sure they have light-skinned babies.
Yeah. That's another thing that a lot of dark-skinned men, I've noticed, a lot of us, when we grow up, we only date light-skinned girls or white girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think, partially because we don't want our children to have the pain that we had growing up. Or subconsciously, we're trying to do that. But for me, I want the blackest fucking children in the world.
That reminds me of that fucking movie with, oh, wow. Literally just watched it the other day. What is her name? Tessa Thompson. It's a, like, old 1940s movie. And she, like, reunites with one of her friends.
Oh, yeah.
Her friend is light-skinned, so she's white-passing.
Yep.
The movie's shot in black and white, though, so it's really hard to tell exactly, but, I mean, you can kind of tell. And, you know, the friend is married to a white man who hates
black
people. And I'm just like...
That I haven't seen that movie. I think I read the book though. It's what's it called? It just came out. Passing.
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like certain black people that do date outside their race, or specifically white people, like on purpose, like they seek that out, have that hatred mentality.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if for you to be in agreement with the way this person thinks about darker skinned people.
How do you think that that's not going to translate into your life?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
There's been a lot of people that have showed that, like in the last couple of years, a lot of members of the people on the alt-right have black spouses and date black people. And you got people like Candace Owens, who, you know, I've been noticing she be trying to come back around black people lately. And I'm like, nah, bitch, we remember what the fuck you did.
Don't play both sides of the fence, right, my girl.
I knew it was getting bad when her hair started looking good. I'm like,
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yep. Them silk presses started in silk press.
I know, like, you
finally
cute.
Going to a black
yep.
style.
Yep, you around black people. That's what that is. You ain't doing your own hair and not knowing what the fuck to do. You better fucking get on YouTube like every other black woman.
Hey, YouTube University has saved the black hair community in so many ways.
My waves came up so much by YouTube University.
You can get your hair healthy, long,
right,
shiny, get your curls popping.
Nah, I knew I was doing good that time I saw Thomas. He was like, damn, you got waves, Juice? Like, you've been brushing.
Thomas all hating ass.
Right. Always follow a compliment up with some hating ass shit.
Literally.
But, yeah, people be like, it's weird, man. That self-hatred is a monster. White supremacy done ran amok on us. Got us all the way in our fields.
It's still so crazy, though, that, like, even today, just the amount of people that are so whitewashed, it's just like, damn, y'all don't have to do this anymore.
Right. It's like, we free, brother.
Relax.
We is free.
Relax.
I just don't want white validation. And it's not like I hate white people or nothing. It's nothing like that. I just don't strive for white validation, and it doesn't mean anything to
me. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, and I'm not going to compromise myself to appease white people. They don't do that shit for us.
Yep.
I respect white people, but it's mutual respect, my G. I love being black as fuck.
Yep.
I love being country as shit. Also, you know, a little bougie, but who isn't?
Yeah, no, fuck all that now. Obviously, code switching will forever be a thing because work, professionalism, right. Whatever.
White supremacy. But
being whitewashed?
Yeah, like those people that always be like, I mean, the way white people do it, like, brother, they ain't got those are the people that ain't better.
They don't have to be the standard all the time.
And those are the people I ain't never met fucked up white people.
True.
Look, bro, I done met good and bad of every race. I done met poor ass white people and rich ass white people. I done met white people with sense and white people that got no goddamn sense. That shit don't have nothing to do with color. For you to have sense or you not to have sense. Now, at the same time, there are certain things that happen around me that I'd be like, let me get the fuck away from you.
Yeah, I'ma head out.
I got off work the other night and it was late, so it ain't shit open. So I was like, I'm gonna go to Waffle House. Went to Waffle House, it was like a Thursday. And I guess some club let out in the middle of me ordering my patty melt. So like I finish it up and then I see a couple, like probably like 4 20-something-year-olds, and they wearing A&M shit. So they come in. Then, like, another 6 people come in. Then, like, 10 niggas come in. And I'm like, it's time for me to get the fuck out of here. It ain't because they black. It's because they young.
True.
I do not want to be around no 20-fucking-year-old, especially no goddamn Waffle House.
I was going to say, especially in a Waffle House. They all drunk.
Right. Dead giveaway. Let me get my black ass out here.
This is no longer a safe space.
I did feel weird because at the same time I was wrapping up, there was a white couple over to the side. Now, they weren't like, they were hipsterish white. They may have been sympathetic to the cause, but at the same time, it's goddamn Waffle House. You ain't got time to fucking be.
We ain't got time to fuck around and find out.
No. Let me look. I gave the waiter a decent tip for Waffle House. I gave him like $10 and I got the fuck out of there. I don't want to be around no niggas like that. Especially at 12 o'clock in the morning.
That reminds me, I'm due for a good Waffle House trip, a Waffle House visit.
It's good for your soul.
It really is.
That grease and, you know, that the natural aura. It's just, when you pull up to a Waffle House and that you know it's the cook because he's smoking a cigarette. And he flick it, you just, I'm back.
Uniform got holes in it. It's just right. Real down home, you know. It's right. Giving grandma's kitchen almost.
Somebody said it's southern hibachi.
That is spot the fuck on, bro. This spot the fuck on. Listen, the cheese grits, even though it just be grits with a slice of cheese on it, once you mix them in them hot grits,
it's heavenly. I only like hash browns from Waffle House.
Same. Like, I don't like hash browns any other way.
I need that Waffle House one. It's the right amount. Breakfast, I mean, Hash brown bowls?
Oh, yeah. Lit. That's the only way I'm going to eat a hash brown.
Yeah.
We love potatoes, but it's something about hash browns.
It's... People be fucking up hash browns. It either be too crisp or not crisp enough. Waffle House has both in the same bowl, and that's fucking amazing.
I also just feel like hash brown flavor is different than just like a regularly prepared potato, even though, you know, you could prepare a potato any kind of way, but it's something about hash brown flavor that just be different. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because they submerge them fully in the grease. I don't know.
This is random, but for some reason, I don't like when people label tater tots as hash browns. Nigga, that's a tater. That's a tater.
Bojangles does that.
I went to Biscuit Express the other day. Biscuit Express be bussing too. If you're ever in Huntsville or Meridianville or New Market area, guys, go to Biscuit Express. Now, it closes at 1 o'clock.
That mean business.
That mean you got to get there when you get there.
Get in and get out.
Them construction workers be parked out in the mornings.
Oh, yeah. Ready.
But the other day, I couldn't sleep. So, since I've been on night shift, I was like, man, I'm going to go Biscuit Express. I got my biscuit. And they were like, you want hash browns? And I was like, yeah. I know that the tater tots, but then I was eating them. I was just like, I don't like that. I don't. That's false advertising. It's a goddamn tater. Biscuit Express and got bougie. They got signature sips now.
What?
They got little mixed drinks.
No, now. Not a little mixology up in there.
A little mixology, you know, at the biscuit spot.
Wish we had one in Madison.
Bro. They could take over the South.
They really could.
Because them biscuits are so damn good. And then they're...
Imagine if they served them biscuits all day.
That's the other thing. You go too late. They done ran out of biscuits because they made biscuits in the morning. But their lunch is good, too.
Never had the lunch.
Their burgers are bussing. Those are some of the best burgers in Huntsville.
Put me on. I just don't be over here unless I'm coming to my parents' house or coming over here.
Yeah.
By the time I get over here, they definitely close.
Ain't nowhere open.
Crumbs.
But yeah. It's just something about that, you know. Breakfast food is the greasiest food in the world, but it's the best fucking food.
It's so good at any time of the day.
Yeah. You can't eat no burger at any time of the day.
Yeah,
if you do, you're a fucking psycho.
That's why, like, when people be having breakfast burgers, I'd be like, no.
No, dog. That's not gonna be me, dog.
I don't exactly want any ground beef for breakfast.
That's insane.
It's weird.
Why would I want...
I know, like, steak and eggs is a thing, but that's different. That's different.
Yeah. I don't really like steak and eggs either.
It's not my go-to for breakfast or brunch.
No. And then plus, the only time I would have steak and eggs would be at Waffle House, and I'm not getting steak and eggs at Waffle House. I don't trust Waffle House steak, nigga.
I'm not getting steak or pork chops at Waffle House. I'm sorry. Not doing it.
No. I don't trust it. I don't trust Southern Hibachi steak.
Yeah, no. I'm going to let y'all have it.
This episode is definitely going to be called Southern Hibachi. But yeah. What is the... All right. Waffle House is the GOAT. I like IHOP, but I have to be in a mood for IHOP.
I feel like IHOP has gotten a little artificial. Like some... I don't know.
IHOP just don't be hopping like it used to.
Right. Some ain't the same. It used to be exciting to go as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Get a Rudy Tootie fresh and fruity. Hell yeah. Pass me that strawberry syrup.
The cinnamon roll pancakes? What?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
I had an omelet from IHOP probably like last year. It was not good.
Yeah, I got IHOP, I think last fall. I can't even remember what I had, but it just wasn't hidden. I think I only ate half of it. And I was like, no, this is not it.
Yes, I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer while also drinking tequila.
Balance.
Righteous and ratchet.
Libra scales.
So we got Waffle House to go, like I said. IHOP, sometimesy. The place I never go, Denny's. And I don't know if it was because they had that racist suit back when we were kids, when they got sued for being racist. It's insane.
I'm going to be honest. I think I have really legitimately only been to Denny's once, and that was after prom, senior prom.
I can't even remember the last time I've been to Denny's. It would have had to have been when I was working second shift at some point, because that's the only time I would eat anything like that.
Yeah.
When it's literally nothing open.
Mm-hmm.
I went to MK Wings 2 last night.
Where's that one at?
It's on the Parkway. It's the old, is it the old Popeyes? In front of the Hot Box in Value Village.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know they had a second location.
Yeah. That place stay open till like 2 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah. I went, like, I was driving, I was like, they still open. I went in and I got my wings and shit.
Cause I know the original one, I think they closed at like 10.
Yeah, they do. But this one stayed open late, and also I made a judgment call because I went in there, I saw Knuckles, and I was like, how bad do I want these wings? I hadn't eaten all day, so I wanted wings really bad. And eating wings at 12 o'clock at night is insane. But I did it.
Stranger things have happened.
Them wings were busting, hey, bro.
Some of the best meals be late at night, though.
Yeah.
The shit you shouldn't be eating.
Also, when I went in there, I was like, I ain't got my gun on me.
That is one of them areas.
I know. Like, getting killed in a wing spot at 12 o'clock at night is not how I want to go out.
Do they still got them old-ass apartments over there by close to James Records and Tapes, where they used to be?
Yeah, Imperial Gardens.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I never thought that them apartments would be up for as long as they've been up.
Them apartments going to be around to the end of the earth.
I remember when I was young, my mom, one of my mama's close friends lived over there. I hated going over there. But I was just like, bro, I know at some point these motherfuckers got to be falling apart.
I knew somebody that stayed in them until recently. And then, like, they had remodeled them. They've been sold multiple times,
I'm sure.
But when they moved in, rent was like $450, $500 a month.
I'm sure.
And then it went up to like seven. I'm like, $700 for Imperial Gardens? They got a pool.
What? Didn't know that. Okay, moving on up.
But yeah, like, that's right down the street from the office. So we've had people out from there.
Yeah.
Usually it's like young people, of course. And then just like people that like
been there forever.
Yeah, or people that just, they just need a place to sleep.
Real quick, yeah.
Like, they ain't want no frills or amenities and shit. They like, just let me be able to go home and it's safe. We good. But yeah, they still open. Pure Garden's gonna be open forever. Forever, ever. Everything else around there has been closed. I miss James Records and Tapes, though.
Yeah. Those were the days.
When I first started getting into vinyl, I used to buy so much from them.
That was our, that was my parents' friends, because Jamie used to live right down the street.
Really?
Yep. So we used to go in there every weekend, just buying shit, tapes. cassette tapes. I would go over her house and her daddy be like, get this to your daddy.
That's how you know your daddy a real nigga, bro. Your daddy was taking y'all to the record store every time week.
We went over there, they'd be like, oh, we got some tapes for y'all. We got some.
They used to have some shit nobody else had.
Yeah.
I wish they hadn't moved to that one, like the one they used to have over by where, what's that thrift store on University?
The Thrift one, Mart?
Yeah. They used to have one over by there, too.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. When I was real little, because I remember my mama used to go and get specific, like, gospel shit they had.
Mm-hmm.
They had that underground shit. We need record stores like that.
That old school, that Mahalia Jackson.
Yep. Like the Kojic only tracks.
The gospel that was recorded in the church house.
Right, in the back.
The one room church house.
Like, we ain't talking to the Clark sisters. We talking to all the other niggas. Oh, but, man, I wish I could own a record store.
That you should. You should.
That record store be dope as fuck, bro. I just have niggas in there chilling. Like, y'all got my shit too, though.
What if you had like a record rental, like Blockbuster style type shit?
Rent a record? Somebody opened a video rental place.
What?
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Not a flashback to the 90s.
That's the type of shit that's like, yeah, these are game changers.
That sounds like some shit that'll be in 5 points.
It is. It totally is.
Oh, shit. Remember when I mentioned the boroughs of Huntsville?
Right. That is definitely
some 5 points headassery.
It's on Dallas Street. It's called Big Mix Video.
That's pretty dope.
Like, yeah. I still haven't gone yet. They supposed to have comic books and stuff too.
Bring back the time.
Bro. I'm so glad we grew up in the 90s and early 2000s.
It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it.
It's just different, bro.
Can't explain it. It's just top tier.
Like going in a record, like a real record store. It's just
the smell.
Wish I could bottle that shit up and take a whiff every now and then. Musty Records.
Musty Records. That sounds like a store too.
That might be the name of the store. We have a rental record program at Musty Records. But
that'd be dope for real though.
Oh, if I get enough bread, I'll do that shit. If I get enough bread, it's gonna be a whole look. I'm gonna take over fucking Huntsville. I'm just gonna have weird ass fucking shit.
I mean, just imagine like all the people throwing 90s parties or even like 70s and 80s parties. DJs who actually know how to DJ, if they can actually spin a record, rent some shit that they ain't got.
DJs that know how to spin records.
Woo,
what kind of magic you talking
not
about?
Not too many of them left, my God.
Hey, bro. Somebody made a joke. They were like, when you go out married and then you stay out after the club closes. And this girl was like, I can't help the DJ take his records home. Like, somebody's like, man, a USB is the DJ's records now. He got a mix controller and a USB.
Straight up.
He tap knobs. He don't scratch shit.
Yeah.
Man, these new DJs fucking up. You know what? You might inspire me. I might actually start DJing.
I mean,
I'll be booked and busy though.
Can't hurt with the level of music knowledge. I feel like that could be. I mean, if nothing else, it could just be a fun ass fucking hobby.
Like, imagine you coming over here and I'm just spinning records in my living room.
Just mixing shit.
That's some shit I would do, though. Totally. like I be doing child ass shit. Like I'm a full ass like 35-year-old kid.
I feel like we all are. I feel like everybody in our generation is just cosplaying right now.
Yeah. It's like the episode of Rugrats where they have to be adults and they
dressed up in the fucking suits and shit. Right.
The glue ass hands.
Oh shit.
I think you liked it or reposted that one video I had retweeted where the girl was like, actually it was a gay guy. He's like, you go to your hookup and their apartment looks like this. What you doing? And it was a dude that had all the Nintendo stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, shit, I'm hanging out, bro.
Locking in.
Right. Going to Pound Town and then playing Smash Brothers? Sounds like a good-ass fucking guest. Y'all niggas don't appreciate shit.
Man.
It's strict over here.
Old school video games. I will forever love my Super Nintendo.
I love my Dreamcast.
I still can feel the controller in my hand. I still know the buttons.
It's just something. It's just different.
What a magical time. What an innocent time in life.
I know. I guess that's what we're chasing because the world is so fucked up.
Bro. Everywhere you turn, it's just craziness.
That's why I just want to be a kid. A big ass fucking kid. And the older I get without having children, the more I'm like, yeah, I ain't gonna force the situation. I might just be a child the rest of my life. Like they asked Seth Rogen, like, why does he have children? He's like, bro, on the weekends, me and my wife sit in bed and smoke weed and just hang out and do shit. And people are like, he's not a serious person. Like, no, that shit's dope as fuck. A super successful nigga that is just chilling.
Just chilling? Is that not the dream?
Right. Seth Rogen is my ideal of what I would like to be. Just a stoner that is fucking makes dope ass shit.
Rich and out the way.
Right.
What?
You ain't never heard no racist ass shit come from Seth Rogen.
No scandal.
Seth Rogen is my type of white.
Minding his business, making his money.
Living his best life. This nigga made a whole new version of Ninja Turtles and that shit was dope as fuck. I can't wait for the sequel for that. But it ain't coming out till I think next year. Like, man, Seth Rogen is living my dream.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Right. You don't gotta have kids if you made dope ass fucking content for generations. His work is his babies.
And that should be enough.
That's what our generation needs to understand. Sometimes it's okay. It's okay, bro. You ain't doing the same thing that other people are doing. You living your best life. You paying your bills. You doing your shit.
As long as you're successful in your lane, like,
and you striving to do better, you don't have to have no kids or shit. Would I like to have kids one day? Yeah. But until then, I'm going to be this big ass fucking kid. Like, nigga, last week, I binged Rugrats.
Twitter had your ass inspired.
I am a child. Like, I am fully just a full big ass kid.
I'm already knowing.
Like, that's how you came over and I was watching Brink.
Hey, that's a classic. That's a Disney Channel classic.
Y'all have no idea how many times Kim has walked in my house to me just doing some like children shit.
I'd be like, nigga, what is you watching? What is this?
Looney Tunes. Nigga, is this Tiny Toon Adventure? Yeah.
The days.
Bruh. You gotta, look. I am a very nostalgic person, but I just like to not take shit serious. Like, people be sending me stuff like about like serious topics because they know like I'm interested in like politics and shit. And yeah. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Not
about
in the mood. Yeah, not today.
Like, bro, I'm. I randomly found old episodes of the Fudge Show. Like, if you ever read Judy Blume's Fudge series, there was a show in the 90s. And it's on YouTube, and it is in shitty-ass format, but I was watching that blurry-ass fucking shit. it is like in 320p.
Negative 60.
It is in 1K. And then they this lying asshole that uploaded it, talking about they uploaded it, they've improved it to 1080p. Bull fucking shit. I saw the fucking tracking at the bottom of it for the VCR.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was watching that shit for hours, though.
Can you, I want people that are going to do that, please find a way to digitally remaster this shit.
Right, don't cut corners, my nigga.
Please. Please.
I mean, I'm still going to watch it regardless because I'm fucking a weirdo.
I mean, in a way, I guess that's part of the nostalgia. But at the same time, like,
it's just funny to think that randomly, like, everybody listening to this, if you ever wake up in the middle of the night around, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, just know there's a possibility that Juice is watching some fucking cartoons in the middle of the night eating wings.
That is our level of adulthood.
That is us.
That is literally it.
Like, this, drinking our water, minding our biz.
For me, it's string cheese and TikTok. So. And I do be pulling the strings.
Hey, a real nigga all day.
Real nigga activity.
Right. I pull the strings, nigga.
You don't bite off a fucking string kind cheese fucking like a psycho gym.
Eats a fucking
the fuck if you don't pull that shit. Ooh, and that last string, it just be so good.
It does. He kind of like swing it in there a little bit like a lasso, and then you throw it in your mouth.
Or it be the deciding if you gonna let it be your last string, or if you gonna split it again. Do I want a skinny piece or?
I like to live my life as childish as possible with a little bit of adult, and the adult be like drinking.
Cause every day just be too serious. It'd be the first of the month for me. After I done paid all them bills, I'd be like, ooh, let me go home and eat a big ass bowl of cereal. Go eat some cereal out of salad bowl with half a gallon of milk.
Girl dinner. there is a certain level of nostalgia also when you're eating string cheese and but you also have wine. Mm. So it's, you know,
it's like kind of elevated.
Yes, yeah, elevated string cheese. I mean, you can make the argument that charcuterie is just Lunchables.
True.
It's bougie Lunchables.
Honestly,
I love charcuterie. Same. I also love Lunchables.
Same.
Bro,
Lunchables hit. The what? Pizza ones, I don't care what nobody say.
When you,
I be fucking them little mini pizzas up.
Hell yeah. Especially like when you really start using a microwave and stuff for them, instead of eating them cold like a fucking savage. A fucking degenerate. Why were we 12 years old eating goddamn cold ass Lunchable pizzas?
Oh shit.
But hey, it made us who we
gotta
are.
Get it how you live.
Savage life. But one time I got an Instacart delivery. Bro, I ain't never been so ashamed in my life. It was on Father's Day. I had a whole bunch of like Lunchables and like juices and shit.
Capri Sun.
And the girl that delivered it, she was cute. She was like early 20s, she's like, you must be a dad. Happy Father's Day. And I'm just like, thank you. I was thinking, no, I'm just a parent to my inner child.
Not a daddy, but I could be your daddy.
I could be your daddy.
Oh, yeah. I love doing shit like that. I think it's self-care.
It is. It's really taking care of your inner child.
It's self-preservation.
Yes. One person I used to date, they used to like, they were a mom, and so they would always be like, what do you do? Like, for example, well, sometimes I just watch YouTube for 3-4 hours, you know, just doing random stuff.
Sometimes, like, I just sit in silence.
She was like, I just wish I could do that. Like, it's all right,
Everybody with kids is so against kids.
Right, I know.
Like, it is honestly wild.
Don't have kids, bro.
It is honestly wild.
Whatever you do, bro, don't have kids, man. It's just not. It's not what so you think it is.
I'm just like, damn. Do you hate your kids?
Right. No, I love them. I wouldn't get. That's what they love to say. No, I love my kids. But if I could go without having them, you know, yeah.
Like, do I need to call the authorities?
Right. Or? I need to get you help.
Are you okay?
Are you getting
everything up? Okay at home? Like, damn.
But also, a part of me is crazy to think about it. My big 35-year-old kid age, there's a possibility that I could have had like an 18-year-old out here.
Oof.
Instead, I'm eating string cheese at 3 o'clock in the morning, listening to my records.
I much prefer string cheese over an 18-year-old right now.
My sister has an almost 20-year-old.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
It is.
That nigga came in my life when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just old.
Now he's a grown man. That's crazy.
I know. Like, he came in the house. I was at my parents' house the other day. He came in. Face full of fucking facial hair and everything. He was mad at his little brother. I'm like, this is wild, man. Because he is definitely the oldest child, because he be acting like them kids is his. Them kids stressing that little man out. And my sister just chilling. That man is tough on them babies.
Hey, them oldest siblings. Hey. We got a lot to carry.
I'm so glad I'm not the oldest sibling. I have a good big sister, though, but I don't want that job. That wasn't in my ministry. I am a stereotypical middle child, though.
Mm.
Like, stereotypical.
I'm definitely a stereotypical oldest. Love my sister to death, but if you fuck with her... Listen here.
The mama bear come out.
It's going to be hell to play. And pay.
Play and pay.
Yeah. I don't play about that
one. I don't play or pay. I am the oldest boy, and I am protective of my sister in a not a weird way. Just I remember when I was younger, my sister was pretty, and dudes just used to be fucking creepy. That's the first time I realized how fucking creepy niggas are. Having an older sister and seeing these weird ass fucking niggas, like, bro, I remember this one dude, she had curved him, and he was calling her phone acting all crazy and shit. And I'm like 12 years old. I said, let me talk to him. Listen, listen, bitch.
Not 12.
Listen, bitch. Why you talk to my sister like that? High ass fucking voice.
Oh, shit.
Like, nigga, I'll beat your motherfucking ass. just think about, like, this nigga. This nigga got curved by a pretty girl. And he don't know how to deal with it because he ain't never dealt with no shit like that before. And now it's a 12-year-old cussing his ass out on the phone. I never want to experience that type of hurt.
Ooh, threats from a 12-year-old.
I ain't asking you fuck with a bitch.
Threats from a 12-year-old. Honestly, that would make me sit the fuck down. I'd be like, you know what?
I'm wilding.
Actually...
her little brother got on the phone and started cussing me out.
Actually.
Man, I was a cussing ass kid, bro.
Same.
We still cussing ass kids. Now, the funniest episode we ever had was the episode we tried not to cuss.
Mm. Did I try?
Yeah.
Oh, we. I can't.
Nope, neither one of us could.
You know what's crazy is, though, like, cuss words are... in children's vocabulary, they know what cuss words are. Like, have you ever, you've been seeing them TikToks where the people let their kids go in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Bro.
Some of them kids be letting that shit fly, bro.
Them kids. Them kids be so excited.
Yeah, like, as soon as that door closed, they look at that camera, like, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
It's just something about a good bitch. It's just so poetic.
Bro, I be fucking weak. Seeing kids cussing, like, mean that shit.
It's the funniest shit in the fucking world.
Because they've been holding the shit back. It's just that, like, forbidden. They know they're not supposed to do it, so now they finally get to do it. That should be hilarious.
Like, if I was a parent, I wouldn't participate in that, but I'd be watching these videos laughing because I'm not a parent. Like, bro, I love cussing. As anybody who's listening to this podcast knows, it's just something. Sometimes you just gotta say fuck shit.
I feel like it's just like just adds a melody to your speech.
It's like that SpongeBob episode. It's a sentence enhancer.
It's also just like another level of adulthood. Like, I feel like you remember when you really became comfortable with just cussing around your friends and shit and cussing around your family.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, I'm in there. I'm an adult. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Adult. Like, I ain't no play adult. I'm a real ass fucking adult.
I can't remember when that moment happened to me. Probably college.
I'm trying to think. When did I start cussing around my family? My siblings always. But we just wouldn't say it in front of my mom. I still don't cuss in front of my parents. I have. One time I got punched by my mom. Another time I got pinched. Like, my mom does church pinches.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, y'all feel my pain. Y'all, if y'all ever have been church pinched,
the death grip.
That shit does not get any easier in your 20s either, nigga.
That shit, sometimes they be breaking skin with that shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee.
Bruh. Speaking of breaking skin.
Uh-oh.
Now, have you seen that video of that white man whooping the fuck out of that kid?
Yep.
I'm conflicted. I am very conflicted. I am not per se anti-whooping. But I feel like you can't just beat kids for everything.
True.
I feel like it's only acceptable for spanking, not beating. We don't believe in beating, mm-hmm. even though all of us got our asses beat when we were kids. I feel like spanking is only necessary, like, if a child has done something dangerous.
Yeah.
To where you have to know that you don't do that.
I can see that. I feel like there's some other times it's necessary, but I also feel like I don't think I'm gonna be the I don't want to speak too fast because everybody always say you never know what you'll do in this situation. But I also feel like if I ever feel like it's a time and point where I need to chastise a child in that way, I'm gonna take them to the bathroom around the corner.
Yeah,
in the car. You know what I'm saying?
The way my parents did it,
right.
My parents weren't just beating us in fucking public.
Beating, yelling, and cussing.
Right. Y'all badass fucking, like, bro, hell no.
Because especially when you have a defiant child and you know they know certain rights from certain wrongs, you keep telling them, like, sit your ass down or don't touch this or don't, you know, and they still just want to play with you. Okay, now you finna find out. But in front of people,
it's crazy.
I feel like I would feel.
I'll call the police.
I wouldn't feel right.
I'll call the police and y'all bitch ass niggas if y'all do that shit in front of me.
I wouldn't feel right.
That man beat them. He was wrong. The way he did it, he was wrong.
Now, I'm glad he did only hit him on his butt.
Yeah, but he that was grown man strength on his butt.
Because a lot of these videos be just straight parents beating, just WWE SmackDown type shit.
He hit a rock bottom.
Speaking of, do you know this fucking man came up to me? Oh my God. This is just another all black people don't look alike thing. But he was like, he came up to me. I went to the bar the other night after work with one of my bartender friends. And he was like, do you watch wrestling? And I was like, that is a random fucking question to come up and ask a stranger. And I was like, not since I was little. He was like, oh, who's your favorite wrestler? And I was like, I can't tell you. It wasn't that deep for me. He's like, because you look just like this female wrestler.
Jade Cargill?
No, but it does start with a J. I think Jada Parker. This girl is Hispanic looking. Looks nothing like me. I looked at the picture. I said, sir.
What? Hey, man, y'all got to look her up.
I was like, she's beautiful, but I don't think we look alike. He's like, no, no. When I saw you walk up, that was the first thing that I thought. And I was like, ain't no motherfucking way.
Because, yeah, nigga's tripping. Like, I feel like that's also white boy code for you're gorgeous. Maybe. When they say somebody that they look, that's whoever, whatever nigga, that's whoever he was fantasizing about. He's like, that black woman look good just like her.
I was like, and I wanted to say so bad, like, all black people don't look alike, sir.
I thought you were going to say Jade Cargill. This is Jade Cargill.
That's who I thought he was talking about. Somebody that's at least brown skin. Like, I don't even think I look like her.
No, you don't. Brown skin. But y'all similar color.
When he pulled up this girl, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Because I was about to be like, y'all don't look alike, but that's closer. That's way closer than Jada Parker. I don't. What is she on?
I also hate when people tell me I look like people.
Yeah. She must be an NXT wrestler. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. He's blonde.
As fuck. He was older, so he might be for real. But
that nigga, like, he need to get his eyes checked. Hell no. There is nothing about her that looks like you.
He was like, it's the eyes.
No.
It was the way you were standing. I was like,
no.
No.
Now, I do think Jade Cargill is gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's going to be huge in the next couple years. It's a lot of female wrestlers, like almost a little golden era female wrestling. I don't know right now. I don't watch it every week, but I keep up with it pretty regularly.
I don't keep up with wrestling at all.
That's also one of those other things that, like, I used to be embarrassed that I liked wrestling. And then, like, I realized, no, it's a whole lot of other niggas that still watch wrestling. And I remember one of my friends was like, do y'all think it's real? But no, nigga, I don't think that. I don't think The Undertaker is an undead person that comes out of graves. I think
we realized a smooth 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was definitely.
This shit was scripted and these are characters.
Yep. Now, do niggas get hurt? Yes, because that shit does take athleticism and showmanship. But that shit is not, quote unquote, real.
Yeah, these niggas are just bodybuilders that's giving y'all some entertainment.
Yeah, a lot of them are former athletes, and that's what they get into after they get out of their sports.
Yeah.
It's a golden era of female athletes in general, too. Caitlin Clark broke the record for most points in NCAA history and is foregoing her senior year of college to go to the WNBA.
Hell yeah.
We also had Sabrina. I still can't say her name.
Let me see if I can pronounce it. I love a challenge.
I love her shoes, the Sabrina 1. That's it.
Ionescu?
Yes, we'll go with that. She competed against Steph Curry for a 3-point competition and was only 4 baskets off.
Of
the greatest shooter of all time. And as we've talked about on this podcast pretty regularly, and I think this is one of my prouder things that we've done. We've kept up with female rap.
Mm.
We've been pretty good about talking about it and putting a spotlight on it.
Which I'm glad, because I feel like it's still a lot of men that don't just participate in female musicianship in general. Like, we've talked about this before, but I feel like women participate in both sexes of musicians and genres than men do.
Yeah.
So I like when female rappers get recognition from everybody the way they should. I seen a post the other day. They was talking about Sweetie, which she didn't drop a song or two that's been better than a lot of her other shit. I feel like she might be like, she got some new writers or she got a coach, something going on.
Yeah.
But Sweetie is kind of cooking, but it was one post. I guess it was an interview and somebody was asking her why she don't make music no more. And she was just like, because nobody was paying attention to it. And I was like, okay, self-awareness.
Hey, that's... A lot of people don't.
And
have
maybe
that.
That's what pushed her to like do this new shit that she didn't drop. She dropped one song, and I was like,
"It wasn't bad." I heard it.
I was like, "Okay, like she on beat."
I know
she like, got a couple bars in here.
She's just not.
I really hope that she stays on this path and shocks everybody.
Yeah, because it's people hating. Also, this was. I feel like this was this week or it might have been last week. Joe Budden, this dumbass. So Cardi dropped that freestyle that wasn't a freestyle.
Right.
And so people were, you know, had some stuff to say. But this is one of the things Joe Budden said.
Y'all ain't going to want to hear it from me, but the girl rapper wave is over.
Damn.
Says the 50-year-old nigga.
He's telling you what it is. I'm normally a few months ahead with this stuff.
Please.
Sometimes a few years ahead with this stuff.
Please.
When you say, oh,
why do you say that?
Nigga, you just said it was
the girl rapper wave is finito.
How you just changed? So. You just said a couple of weeks ago that it was lit.
No, I said the cream rises to the top. So Lotto shall remain.
She will.
Flo Millie shall remain.
Got it.
Rhapsody will always be there, but she wasn't really a part of it. But all of that, go find a girl, send her to Columbia, get it done, put her in the studio with fucking Mike Will or any one of them niggas. Mm-hmm. All of that, planting the girl in the scene, getting the record, and it taking off, that wave is over. I think labels are looking at it like very few of y'all are selling records. It's too much work to get your coin back. We got to go do brand deals all over the world with y'all. Y'all are expensive. Some of y'all are annoying. And none of these records are working.
Hater.
None of these records are working. Well, and let me get to Cardi B. Cardi B is afraid. And I'm tired of just nobody saying it. Cardi B is scared to come out. It don't take this long to come out. They recently just found every year where she plugged that she was coming, dating back to 2019. It's like six different slides in different years of you saying, hey, I have something coming. Even this freestyle was previewed a year ago.
Really?
Oh, see, I didn't know that. She was on live from somewhere and played this shit. This ain't new off the stove. Mm. Offset the other day in his story.
Yeah.
I wish my baby would just drop.
I thought
what
that was
are
part
you
of the
afraid
setup.
Of? Right? And I'm just thinking about how Cardi B has reacted to tweets that she dislikes, just any comment that she disliked. I think that she's afraid to put a project out. Mm. Because the way...
Okay, so a couple things. He definitely did that clickbait shit. Because he didn't really say the female rap game is over. And he went about it to get the eyes on it because he's a controversial ass nigga. Mm-hmm. I kind of get what he's saying about there's a certain level of rap girl to use the word from Wesley, archetype.
I felt it.
I was trying to think of something else besides it, but you know, limited vocabulary. So. Couple of weeks ago when we talked about City Girls, like how they seem to be breaking up, there is a shift happening mm-hmm. with women who are rapping. And I still think women are running the game. Easily. The best rappers out right now are all women. But I do think that that whole... the city girl wannabes and the pretty girls that can rap that don't can't actually rap.
Ice Spice,
Sweetie. You know, I like Sweetie's personality and everything else. I just think she's not a good rapper.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy can rap. I just don't like her. But yeah, that whole little genre. Yeah, that's over. But now you gotta have bars. And that's how it should be. So that doesn't mean that that's over.
Yeah.
BMCs are killing the game. The other thing is, do you think Cardi is scared? I don't think that's a crazy take.
So I'm not gonna fully say no. But I feel like she might just be a little bit more calculated than she has been before with what she does drop.
Every single, except for the last couple ones that she drops, have been bangers. And she has amazing verses.
Yeah.
Like the song she had with Gorilla. And then to put on the floor remix. Yeah. Like, she been dropping bangers. The first, like, chink in her armor was Bongos. Oh, I didn't like that song.
Yeah, and then it was the one she did with Offset. And I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. She's not having a good run right now. But also, when you drop one of the most important rap albums by a female in history, it's hard to follow that up. I mean, the last woman that did that literally lost her mind. Like, it's...
I mean, I'm talking lost and never found.
She still ain't right. She showing up late to everything or not showing up at all. And she's the GOAT. Literally, she's the greatest female rapper of all time to me.
Is she going to have a Wendy Williams moment?
Lauryn Hill or Cardi?
I was thinking Nicki.
Oh, this applies to multiple. I forgot about that.
I was thinking Nicki.
Yeah, I was talking about Lauryn Hill at first. Damn, how many... What is that about? Holy shit.
Because Nicki definitely lost her damn mind.
Oh, yeah.
She's spiraling fast, though, right now.
At least Lauren was doing it off TikTok. Off Instagram.
Off the grid.
Right. She was just...
late to her damn shows.
Right. And having babies with a Marley. Mm. Oh, I bet them niggas is toxic. But, yeah, damn, that does apply to several of the top people. Damn. I don't think Nicki's scared, though, but I think...
You mean Cardi?
I mean, yeah. I don't think Cardi's scared, but somebody made... Okay, I wish I could remember who said it, but they were like, she kind of outkicked her coverage.
Mm.
Because she was, I mean, Bodak Yellow. When that shit dropped, one day I'm going to have to tell my kids about what it was like when Bodak Yellow dropped. Because that shit was everywhere. And niggas was singing it and everything.
Historical.
Like my brother's wedding. We were going up for that shit. And that shit started because at the bachelor party a couple months before that, we were in a club and it came on and we all went crazy and it was all just niggas. And I'm like, nah, this a banger. This a fucking banger.
Hard.
Bro.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
Play that shit and it's lit.
And then that whole album was amazing.
I was just about to say that album was top tier Cardi.
I don't know. The sophomore slump is a real thing for most artists. Mm. But to have a debut go that hard, that's hard to... She's one of only a couple of people that won Rap Album of the Year as a woman.
Yeah.
She's in rare air. And she's not the... She... is not a top six Femcee.
Who's your top six?
No particular order. Flo Milli, Rhapsody. I got Meg up there. Lotto. Mona Leo. And Glorilla. Who's your top five or top six?
Cash Doll.
Okay.
Flo Milli, Meg, Nicki.
I feel... Actually, I might take out Rhapsody because I feel like... let's exclude the legends.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be Lola Brooke, but I feel like she didn't...
Lola Brooke was nice
when she... tucked away, like, all of a sudden.
Yeah. I love her cadence.
I felt like she was coming up.
And she got a dope-ass voice. Somebody said she acts like a bad little kitten, though. She's so fucking tiny. Like one too, though. She's so cute and tiny, and then she started rapping about hood shit. I'm like, this shit is dope, though.
What is another... one, it's not Maya the Don. I don't think she likes.
She's
skin.
Good though.
She's from New York.
Oh, Dochi is good too. I really liked her EP. Scarlet is good.
What is her name? I haven't really listened to Scarlet.
Scarlet can fucking spit. Is it Kenzo?
No.
Lady London?
Lady London. Wait, let me see her picture for first before I confirm that. Yep.
I haven't listened to Lady London. I've seen her.
It's a cypher that she's on. I was like, okay. Lady London. I feel like she was on one with Lotto. It was Lotto, her, Mona Leo.
This is a British rapper, but Lil Sims can spit her ass off, too.
I'm not familiar with her.
Okay. I did hear this freestyle.
She has a unique voice. I like her.
This is
Cash Doll. I'm waiting for Cash Doll to blow up, bro. Cash Doll got them fucking bangers.
She does. I feel like Cash Doll is going to end up being more famous for other things, though. Like, she's supposed to be acting in it's a new show. But this is Lil Sims. This is one of the best songs that came out last year. This video is dope, too.
And the visuals are...
I know.
Cutting through the jungle in an all black fitted hat, low incognito living introvert, but she ain't timid. Like
I hate that I'm gonna have to cut this because so many people need to hear how dope she is.
That shit is dope.
But yeah, there's so many dope ass fucking women rapping right now. For Joe Budden to do even that clickbaity bullshit, they only do that shit to women. I feel like it's in line with the guy who we were talking about earlier that said that he did think Meg really watches anime.
Yeah, like, damn, y'all just hate women.
Bro.
And it's all such haters.
Hey, thinking the messiest bitch you know. It's a man, ain't it? No.
Literally. Just like, damn, you could obviously it is some women that like to put on like they into shit that men are into, but you can tell the ones that are really into the shit.
Yeah. It's just like you could tell the girls who love sports. And you can they sports girlies. They probably grew up playing sports and shit. And it's the people that I feel like people outgrow that phase. Now some of them become professional pick me's. Like the people that do everything for male attention and the male gaze. But those aren't serious women. Mm. They're not girls.
Not at all.
But yeah. Dudes are just fucking weird. And they make things weird. Instead of just enjoying that, you know, women are, you know, majority of the world. The idea that they might be involved in rap is insane.
Women are people too.
Right.
I don't know if y'all knew.
Newsflash. All these fucking weird ass fucking niggas, bro. And they make it harder for all the other guys who just trying to, you know, coexist, bro.
Be normal.
Be normal. Be people. These people don't want to be people.
Literally.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find all of our links and merchandise at www.thesuburbanpodcast.com. You can also get your listens in on any of these streaming services such as Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Subscribe. Thank you.